I've heard it before. That voice. The voice that said, stop her.
Well, who is it, Doctor? Do you really know?
No one. I know. In my dreams, perhaps? Mr. Jungle, what's going on?
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend, who will come on the double, and keep fighting to the end.
Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead.
What is going on?
Well, I wish I knew, Doctor. Look, let's look first of all at the name and the voice. Could there be some kind of... Could the tape be a hoax?
I don't know.
And you had nothing to do with it?
No, of course. I'm quite stunned by what I just heard. There may be an explanation, of course.
Of what kind, Dr. Kent?
Well, I'm in charge of a project, Project Far Star, insofar as ground operations are concerned, I mean. I've been involved with it a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I've wished the project well. In fact, I lived it day and night. Dreamed it at night as well. It's possible that my thoughts have come back, as it were. The words help and earth and star, all concerned with Project Far Star and the fantastic help that everyone has given us. No?
I don't think so. It is most certainly a puzzlement. There's a person up there, perhaps, who sounds like you. She calls for help, and using the name Cat. She does not identify herself, but she calls you Dr. Cat. Now, that would explain that away. But the voice...
That is my voice.
Or someone imitating you.
Sitting on Andromeda, a million light years away or something?
Well, Doctor, have you any more suggestions?
None.
What is even more puzzling is the fact that a voice... just heard at the end there, says, stop her. And that voice is known to you, Dr. Kett.
I think I've heard it, yes.
But you don't know where?
No. No, frankly, this is almost terrifying.
Well, it's certainly very strange, and all this on the eve of Project Far Star, Doctor. Look, I wonder if you shouldn't come with us.
How can I?
Well, get our spaceship fixed up to accommodate you. I've got a feeling that something very odd is going on out there beyond the galaxies. It may help for you to come face to face with yourself out there.
But that's not possible.
Doctor, maybe, maybe not. On the other hand, that voice, and we'll say it's just a voice and not you, that voice has appealed to Kit to help. Kit, Dr. Kit, you. I think you'd better come along with us.
Okay, very well. I shall have to arrange things immediately. I shall see you again at the briefing session.
All right, thank you, Doctor. Spaghetti?
You ask me what I think. I don't think. I just don't know.
Is she somehow involved?
Maybe. If she is, it is unconscious. You know what I mean? She does not know that she is involved. I will swear that she was telling the truth.
Hmm.
So, when do we work it out?
Up there, Spaghetti, in the heavens.
Yeah, look, Chet, it is troubles enough taking three spaceships out there, docking, undocking, flying together. It's that we have to meet nasty things as well, eh? More scorpions or even mambas.
Hardly likely, Spaghetti.
Yeah, don't you mean to say that to me. Out there in space, anything can happen.
Why did you call for help?
For my people.
You have no right?
For my people. The people of the outer galaxies.
You are to be punished.
I do not mind. The Earth people will come to me. They will help us.
You think so? They will not get here in time, Cap.
They will. They will. Will.
Counting 1 minute 59, 58, 55, 54, 53, systems ignition working, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47.
Why am I nervous? 19. Because I am nervous, that's why.
17.
You're not particularly 16, light being blasted into space.
15. 14.
What do you like?
13.
Seems perfectly happy.
12.
Dr. Kitt over there feels all right as well.
10.
And Jupiter.
9.
Not enjoying being strapped up in a suit.
7.
He's 6, happy too.
5. 4.
It should be.
3. 2.
Any moment from now.
1. And 0.
And here we go. Jet giving me the thumbs up. Here we go.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. Tower cleared. Tower cleared. This is a beauty. Up she goes. This is a beauty. Project Far Star. A beauty. Far Star.
I am Ket of the outer galaxies. I am Ket. You're on your way to me. Earthmen and women, on your way to me. Your kind, and one who is like me, so much like me. Also called Ket. On their way. Come fast, we need help, Earthmen. Ket of the outer galaxies calls.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a Jupiter by the toe. Yes, and
come
like
on,
that, we have a long journey to go. We play games. It don't get so boring.
Doesn't.
I agree.
You said don't.
That's right. You said doesn't, which means you agree with me as well, as I agree with you. And so there is a common form of agreement between us. It means that you agree with what I say, and I agree with what you say. In fact, there is common accord, and no lack of... What am I talking about? What does it matter? You know what I mean.
Sometimes I wish I did.
Stop instigating me. Eeny, meeny, miny.
Is he always like this?
Jupiter, of course he is. We have nice games together.
I'm talking about you.
Ah, my favorite subject. Hear me. So what do you want to know, Doctor?
I must say you don't seem at all concerned about coming up into space.
Oh, I have been in space before.
Yes, I know.
Ah, and you will notice that I sit very close to the abort button. Anything goes wrong, I press it.
with my permission.
Maybe, it depends.
On, Spaghetti?
If you can beat me to the button or not.
Come on, Spaghetti. Look, we've got nothing to worry about. Anyway, we better start concentrating. Docking maneuvers start soon. The link-up of the two other spaceships with us. Then we go past the moon and out.
Yeah, what speed do we travel?
We've been using gamma ray and rocket combined. Rocket will cease after initial direct coursing. Our estimated speed will be twice that of light.
Hey, Mamma Mia. So what about Einstein?
What about Einstein?
He said you come back slow and old if you go out fast and young. Isn't that right?
We've got that fixed, don't worry.
I hope so. For a handsome, brilliant young boy like me to come back an old man. I tell you something, Jupiter. I hope it isn't fixed for you. You think you have nice straight whiskers, huh? And maybe you come with old, ancient, wrinkled whiskers. And the young lady at Black Pebbles don't like you no more, eh?
All right. Come on, let's concentrate now. Docking to begin soon. Sam, I've done this kind of thing before. You'd better get used to it. Come on, take over controls.
Right, Jet.
What happens?
Mission control will direct. We have two docking compartments. One of the smaller ships will dock first, and 5 minutes later, the second. Mission control will call the move, Samantha.
All right.
Mission control, Project Far Star Command Ship. Can you hear me?
Got you, loud and clear.
Good. Is that Samantha Muller?
That's right.
Nice to know you, Sam. Stand by for first docking, please. Can you see Ship 2 coming up to you now?
Yes. Got it visually.
Okay. We'll keep you in line from here as well, of course. 4 minutes, 35 seconds to go to docking. You better bring yourself on a more even keel. You're 2 degrees to one side at a slant. Give your port spin rockets a 1 second release, please. Coming up now.
Done.
All right. Okay. Even keel again. Docking. Initial docking command ship Far Star 1 with Far Star 2. 4 minutes. What's it like up there? Nice view you got, huh?
Well, we're all linked up.
And ready to go?
Yes, Spaghetti. We've got 1 minute of full fire and that tremendous speed.
Okay. I abort now?
If you do, you'll find yourself alone in space because we're staying here.
Spoilers, both. How are you enjoying it, Sam?
Oh, fine. I'm still puzzling out that kit business.
Yeah, me too. Any more ideas, Doctor?
Well, don't ask her now. Maybe we'll get an explanation later up there.
Maybe. It's the most extraordinary thing, though. And that is putting it mild and bitterly.
What did you say?
I am using a well-known English expression.
You mean putting it mildly, huh?
That's what I said, don't I? I mean, didn't I?
Come on, honestly, Spaghetti. All right, just anyway, stand by, huh?
All right.
All set?
Yeah, okay.
Right, full speed. Project Far Star is really underway.
Hey, kids, joined the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter, Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date of birth together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet's favorite breakfast every day, a delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
But I don't feel much difference.
Well, you won't, Spaghetti.
Yeah. And when we get to our destination?
That? No one can tell what we'll find there.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.